We appreciate very much the privilege to have worship by foreign students this morning. Once I announced about tomorrow morning, Campbell College girls singers coming at 10 o'clock at the cafeteria, so they have best thing and also prepared coffee and donut. They want to attend all of you tomorrow morning. Okay, stand up, please. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
We stand and pray. Our Father, our Lord, we are grateful to have this opportunity to worship free at this hour. For your love, we can get this fellowship. O Lord, we thankfully, you call us to be a minister. We need your power and your spirit and your knowledge in our ministry. Our Lord, we thankfully to guide us today by day and step by step. We pray for you to bless us this time and give us the spirit for which we need. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The word of God comes to us from Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then flew one of the seraphim to me, having in his hand a burning coal, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me." Praise be to God.
Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstop it. Then shall the lame and leap his in heart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing.
Mr. Yu the other day asked me to speak something within 5 minutes. 5 minutes, however, too short to describe almost anything by words. In this case, I must speak with abstract words, even if I describe the most concrete fact. This idea makes me speak in this morning on the topic, the tension between abstractness as form and concreteness as import behind the form in Christianity. Proclamation and teaching of the Christianity are the confession through innumerous individual existential experiences of each person and through ages have been selected into almost utmost abstract words such as God, Christ, salvation, and so on, to express the Christian beliefs which have every concrete event and reality in each individual and community. Thus, Church's confession is expressed with highly selected words which are abstract, allegorical, and symbolical. To be sure, the word confession in this case does not mean only several historical creeds, but also this is used in the broadest sense of this word here. Church has taught and memorized the confessional words yonder which import lie with concreteness as the reality. Through ages, routine ordinary life, Church has taught and memorized these words which are formed, and she has forgotten the import of it. She has neglected to participate in the import and only memorized the form which is formed as a result after a tremendous struggle and elaboration with import. The form without import has no life in it. I will illustrate using one of the examples. When we confess Jesus is Christ, each word Jesus is Christ has much import behind each word as form. And this one sentence also has much import behind one structure which is consists of three words. But now, how we teach and memorize only this sentence as if it is self-evident and it is unnecessary to re-examine and to rethink. The form without import leads man to the totalitarianism of the form, or imperialism, and crusade as a form, of form, which turns to be harm and calamity in this history and world. These 3 years of seminary life are the best opportunity to rethink and re-examine many knowledges as form, which we think we have had already in the tension between form and import. After these struggles, we will see the light shining in which we can see the fact clearly and solemnly that the ultimate reality as import lies under our feet as if it were unshakable ground, absolutely and eternally, behind the form which is relative and temporal. Amen.
I think I'm deeply touched by the beauty of this campus. As I am going to leave this campus, especially
the beauty of the people. I mean, the people who know themselves as human and sense their own worth. They are the people who discover on their appreciation of who they are and honestly to accept failures poses no fear to their being themselves. I enjoy to see the morning and the evening on the campus because it always reminds me that I came from the dust and soon I will return to the dust. And the night cometh when no man can work. I like to walk beneath the trees on our campus. The birds are singing, the squirrels are running. The coolness of the whole earth seems to provide me with a profound consolation that I may forget temporarily the refugees living in their poor houses of Hong Kong and the hatred of human struggle, the yellow fighting yellow in my own country. I admire the small light which is on in the faculty's office at midnight or at 4 o'clock in the morning. While I'm tired of my study from the library and fell into sleep, I know that someone is still there at work. This is the place where I am accepted as a friend and where I have lived and spent a part of my life. To me, perhaps, the most precious learning experiences of life come from the most miserable failures, frustrations, and suffering. I will remember this is the place that I have been learning to realize myself. And I am inspired in facing, and I am inspired to grow in facing changeable events. Yes, this is the place, a memorial place that I had made some important decisions in front of my God and my conscience. I am attached to my campus because it allows me to change myself without losing myself. The warmth of the campus has not made me become faint-hearted. Whenever I hear there are 7.5 million of people in China, immediately it seems something stabbed me in the heart. I still believe the verse, neither thirst for water, nor hunger for bread, but for the word of the living God. I believe that so much faithful prayers, sacrifice, labor, and obedience until the death of foreign missionaries having been offered to China will never be in vain. I know there is someone who will educate us as we learn from our pain. Life is long, slow, and painful, but also a glorious learning task. It is a constantly struggling process. As you know, I'm very much afraid as I am speaking, because I know nothing yet of what I ought to know. I have not yet reached the point which I should attain. The way ahead seems too great for me. Without our frightings, within our fears, who would not understand how bitter is the feeling of ignoring self and doing nothing? I know there are many difficulties in the way which I must go. I trust there is no tragedy in a single human heart which is buried in Christ. Our beloved principal, professors, dear friends in the seminary, I need your instructions, encouragement, and your constant prayer.
Last Christmas holidays, I visited Jamaica with Dudley Stokes, and he gave me to speak his own church 9 times during the 18 days. But I spoke 4 times one Sunday, through Sunday, from morning through evening. He served 6 churches. It is very hard work. I mean, Lord work. But anyway, he's young and famous pastor, I think. So once he gave me, Mr. Yu, you speak 5 minutes. But I cannot speak, no? How I can speak 5 minutes? So I speak sometime 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and one night he gave me, Mr. Yu, you speak as you like, you best, you know, you speak, it's okay, any time, you know, and how much time, I don't care. So I spoke 1 hour, 30 minutes, one evening. So this time we are almost over, 30 minutes. Dr. Johnson, he reminded me, Mr. Yu, you must keep 30 minutes. So already come, just 2 minutes, left 2 minutes. So I don't know how I can control what I want to speak. But I would like to speak about 2 or 3 minutes, but I don't know when I will start. Okay. I am very happy student, also all of us, because of we have opportunity to have students in this tremendous schools and very famous and tremendous faculty members also. Also, all of you, very kindness and hospitality for us. We never forget about our seminary. My country is, unfortunately located between mainland China and Japan. So we had constantly lot of problems, conquered by Japanese and conquered by Chinese, sometimes conquered by Russia. So the first missionaries came, it's 1886, who is Thomas, he's American. He came through China. At the time, my government decided any foreigners cannot come because of they come and out Concord. So we closed the door. At the time, unfortunately, arrived North Korea. It's a Pyongyang area. Thomas, American missionaries. So our country, Korean soldiers prepared to kill them. Also, they killed him. So first missionary is killed by Korean soldiers. After that, two soldiers decided to become a Christian. You know why? They saw about that happened. And then the Thomas missionaries, he delivered four gospels, this pocket gospel, you know, scripture. And the two soldiers, they picked up gospels, scriptures, and hide inside the pocket and read his own home. And, oh, this is not wrong. It's good books. So they believed God and became a Christian. This first became a Christian, two soldiers. And then, this is only about 100 years ago. But now, my country's Christians rapidly increased. Now we have nearly 3 million Christians. It is not many church members like your country, but it's only 100 years. But I think my country is one of many Christians, more than Japan or more than China, present time. And we are all, I think, faithful and spiritual Christians. They don't smoke, they don't drink, and they pray all the time. Even every church is open every morning devotion from 4:30 through 9:30, whole year. Still now. One of strongest denomination is Presbyterian. And second is Methodist, I think. Southern Baptist Convention, they began to send a missionary in 1950. It's during the Korean War. But now they have more than 400 churches. And one Korean Southern Baptist missionary. Seminary in Daejeon area. And they have now 24,000 church members. Just, you know, during the 20 years increased like that. So I hope soon became a Christian country like your country. If my country is not divided between North and South, maybe we have more church members. Because we missed already about 1 million Christians stayed in North Korea. We missed 1 million church members. This morning, I would like to speak about my experience, but I don't have any time. But anyway, I was arrested by communists 3 times. I was in jail once, but I am not still alive. You know why? The God keep us, protect us, His people. If we pray to God, He responds quickly or delay some time. Anyway, He responds, answers what we pray. I believe that. Now, 5 minutes is passed already, so I close. Thank you very much, all of you attending this morning worship. So, I'd like to sing in Korean hymn. Heavenly sunlight. I don't want, you know, myself. 태산을 넘어 험곡에 가도 빛 가운데로 걸어가면 주께서 항상 지키시기로 약속한 말씀 변치 않네. 하늘의 영광, 하늘의 영광, 나의 맘 속에 차고도 넘쳐 할렐루야를 힘차게 불러 영원히 주를 찬양하리. 광명한 그 빛 마음의 바다 명랑한 천국 바라보고 할렐루야를 힘차게 불러 날마다 빛에 걸어가리. 하늘의 영광, 하늘의 영광, 나의 맘 속에 차고도 넘쳐 할렐루야를 힘차게 불러 영원히 주를 찬양하리. Thank you. Please stand up.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forever. Amen.